Okay, picking up here in Siman Tov Mem Bet, we learned Siftes that spoke about a din of Kupa Saor Sheyichta Leyeshiva, the Tachas of a Tit, Mutlakayim Pesach. So you have Chametz, but you repurposed it. It's now no longer Chametz, it's now a chair. So I mentioned the din of Plato, and I think I misquoted Rav Riviat. Riviat, I think, actually says that Plato really isn't the problem. I mean, the issue is here, how do you define Yichtel Yeshiva V'tachat HaBatit? You need, there are two requirements. You have to have designated as a new purpose. It's no longer a dough that you're going to eat. You're going to play with it. And then, Tachat HaBatit is some type of like act that like makes it, I think the way he says it is like it's going to be not just a one-time use. Kids make slime. Slime, you can like reuse slime. And then there's like, I guess, the slime they sell. And the slime you make at home, I don't really know so much about this, but maybe the slime you make at home, you just use it once. The idea would be that if a kid is playing with this food, it's still food, right? If a kid, if you take the kid is playing with the farfel, so it's still farfel. But if he designates it as a toy, and there's some significant difference in it, meaning you have to change it so that the Play-Doh, you add it a dye, and you it turns into like a new thing. I don't know if that's going to be a shame kli, but it has to be some type of significant change, then it would not be a subject to Bali Roy. I think the minhag is to get rid of the Play-Doh, but they're to sell it. But
the criteria if it's not Roy?
No, it is Roy. That's the point.
But it is
Roy. Play-Doh, they sell it, it's non-toxic because the kids put it in their mouth. It's salty, I don't know if you remember. It's like so you can actually eat it. And yet, halachically, it's no longer a dough. It's now a toy because it's made for, you know, more than one use, and some significant changes happened to the chel. Okay, moving on to Sif. You had more examples of this type of thing. They would make glue with a chametz product. Even today, you know, in Meish Arim, where they take those, Pashkevillin, they put them up with a little glue, which is like flour and water. So you can use this type of dio. This is not glue, but this is ink, but it's all the same. And the point is, it became something, a different chefza. It became a different chefza. And Mishmura points out that we're not worried that you're going to put it in your mouth, because it's nifsal, and there's no akshave, because it's not food. And this is a mutar l'chatchila. And that's why Meikar HaDin, you can really use, I think we spoke this last time, toothpaste that has chametz in it, because women sometimes use lipstick that might have a chash chametz in it. So again, minhag Yisrael, shum chumr the chametz, people follow lists, and that's great. But igra din, the pashas, this should not be a problem because there's no akshav, because you're not relating to the product as food at all. So even if it's in your mouth, even if you get hanah from the toothpaste, but it's not food and you're not relating to it as such, therefore igra din should be mutter. But again, shum chumr the chametz, the minhag is to be mach. Okay, Yud Aleph Arvos Shaloshin Vein Chametz. I should mention that sometimes these things have kinyos in them, and then for the Ashkenazim, we're still mekel. Meaning, again, there are people who machmer on everything, but it seems like you're not going to say akshave on the kinyos in it. You know, Yud Aleph Arvos Shaloshin Vein Chametz Ein Lismoch Al Masher Roksin Sam Vechami Nakin Vechametz Vein. You have some type of kli that you use to for the dough, and it's very, very hard to clean it. It's made out of small pieces of wood, so you shouldn't be so much on the cleaning. This is a general principle that we learn, that in general you shouldn't kosher things that are very hard to clean. We don't really have kelim that have so much chametz, but we do have kelim that are hard to clean. So if you have a sieve, if they're a menapa for flour, you know, most of us don't bake. I don't think any of us bake. Right? I think some Yemenites bake matzahs on Pesach, but for the most part, they don't bake matzahs on Pesach. Right? So the point is, if you have something that's very hard to clean, so you should avoid kashering it. Many people are makbid to get everything new for Pesach. It's a nice chumrah. And if you're able to afford it, so why not? Somebody told me in Manhattan, there are people who live very wealthy, but they just don't have any space because, you know, they live in these small apartments, so they have to kasher all the kelim and Pesach, not because they can't afford it. They, you know, the, it's just they don't have a place to store their Pesach kelim. In any case, Iker din, you're allowed to kasher kelim. There's no question about it. In fact, there are some people who said, this is a terrible chumrah, people are going to forget how to kasher kelim because everything is just new for Pesach. But I think the most of us post can assume that if you can get things new, so why bother with a kasher? We're not going to forget how to kasher. We're just going to avoid, especially with certain things that are harder to kasher, harder to clean, especially if we're talking about Haggalah, where you have to actually make sure it's 100% clean. If I leave one, it just burns it up. So if it's not so clean, it's not a problem. Haggalah has to be very clean, and therefore some people avoid kashering things. Fine. The Ramah says, so Tzasos Kain V'Kelev Shenichim V'Kemach L'Hashana. So you shouldn't kasher things that have flour the whole year. If you have a bread box, don't kasher that for Pesach. You have a tablecloth that was on the flour. You shouldn't just shake it off. So you have to wash it. So it's clear that if you launder it, it's okay. There's some people who have special, you know, Pesach tablecloths and Pesach hand towels, you know, in the kitchen towels. So there's no shear to the chumras, but mikra, then you could just wash your towels on a hot load with a detergent, and then you can use them on Pesach. Okay, moving on to Simon Tov Mem Gimel, din chametz erev Pesach achar sheish. So we know that erev Pesach is a unique day, that the first half of the day you can eat chametz, and then minatara after the chatzos, so let's say the day is a perfect day, 6 to 6, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So after 1 p.m., at the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour, that's when chametz is aser minatara. Now, whether or not there's already bali ra, but there's already a mitzvah of tashpisu, minatara, ach b'yom risha, ach chilek, the middle of the day you have to get rid of the chametz. Now, the Chachamim instituted a gezerah, two-pronged gezerah, Mishum Yom Unan. He didn't always have a clock, he didn't have a watch, so he looked outside, so he couldn't tell exactly. So they said from the beginning of the fifth hour, it's already aser to eat the chametz, and from the beginning of the sixth hour, it's aser v'inyana from the chametz, and at the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour, that's when it's aser v'inatorah. So there's really 2 hours before, there's the iser achila. So the Mechaber writes, "Vasur chachamim shtei shos kodem lehainu b'tchilas shah chamishi miu kol shah chamishi muta b'hana." Rashi lemochra. The nafkmina for the hana is that you can still sell it. You can't sell it after the end of the fifth hour, the beginning of the sixth hour. Vafilu harbe v'yachad shavadai lo yochlenu kodem Pesach. You can sell a lot to goy, even though he's going to be munching on it all the Pesach. It says already, "V'yochel achilu v'hem l'chay v'of." Vashi yamur aleim liros sheli etznenu mimenu. You can feed the chametz to an animal, and the animal's going to eat it. You have to make sure he doesn't hide it if it's your animal and your rishus. From the beginning of the sixth hour, so it would be the equivalent of, let's say, 12 p.m., we already asked him to draw banan. So you have to make sure that the mechiras chametz is done by 12. So we're talking about shows manios. Okay. So the Ramah brings down an opinion that it's not shows smanios, but shows shavos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you didn't do the mechira by the right time, according to shows smanios, you still can rely on this opinion that the 2 hours before the gzeira of Chazal wasn't based on 2 hours smanios, but 2 hours in terms of how we experience an hour, 60-minute hours, which could be a kula. That could be relied on b'shas adchak. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the luach and every day, zman kriyashma, there's a magen of ramzman and a grazman. What's the difference? The magen of ram is earlier. Why is it earlier? Because the magen of ram assumes that it's like Machlokes Rishonim, but we call it magen of ramzman. It's because he assumes that the day starts when, not at nates when the sun rises, but rather at alos. So you have days that are really, really long. Sometimes the sun, you know, only rises, let's say, at 6, but the alos is 72 minutes before that, or 96 minutes before that, depending on the shitas. So what ends up happening is that the zvanim are like half an hour or 45 minutes earlier. So many people are machmer erev Pesach for the Magen Avraham Zman. I'm not really sure why. During Kriyat Shema, the minhag olam is to rely on the gra. That's Doraisa. This is a din d'rabbanan, right? Chametz is Doraisa, but this is a din d'rabbanan. Now, it could be Chumrin the Chometz mandates or recommends that we take a more Machmir Shita, or people are just want to get it over with. Like, you know, it's on their head, they want to just kind of like, you know, be done with it. So many people are Machmir, but the passage is you can be Mekel and Ikra Din for the Graz Manim, even on Erev Pesach. On the contrary, you think that's only Din Drabanon, you're more of a Tzvara to be Mekel. After 1 o'clock, after the end of the sixth hour, during the seventh hour, there's a mitzvah, a Torah to destroy the chametz, and there's a machlokas, there's bali roa at that point. But the earlier times are only drabanan. Okay, fine. There is a machlokas achronim when you say you have to burn it at the sixth hour. Is it at the beginning of the sixth hour, lechatzchila, or can you even burn it at the end of the sixth hour? The Shulchan Aruch Rav assumes that you have to do it b'tchila shesh. The Prima Gadim says that you can wait until the end of the Shesh. There's no need to do that with Chila Shesh. I think most of us burn it earlier. Most of us burn it already B'Shas HaChila. But people don't want to take a chance. The problem with burning it later is that we do Hefker. We'll get it soon. Okay. Well, let's see the phase. We'll get back to it. Yisrael Shai B'yadu Chom Yitzhoshal Yisrael Acher B'fi Kodon. So you are watching somebody else's box of crackers. So the fellow's not coming back. You don't know if you keep a hold on to it, it's going to become usur. So you have to hold on to it till the fifth hour. Being low above, then you should sell it. It's in the best interest of the owner that you sell it, because otherwise it will become usur. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskens that if you don't get rid of it, you don't sell it, then you have to destroy it. You have to destroy the chametz. Now, what's interesting here is maybe he sold the chametz. Most people sell their chametz, right? But it's brought down that, no, you don't know. There's a vadechi of bior. You don't want him to violate the scissor. And you're not sure if he sold it. So if he told you he sold it, fine. But if you don't know if he sold it, so then you have an obligation to destroy the chametz. Wow. And here's an interesting question. You know, you should have sold it. You didn't. You're a shomer. Is that like pshia? Is that your responsibility? Mishmur talks about whether or not you'd be chayev. Maybe it's, you know, as a din of Shmira, it's nichel el bailim to sell it. So it should be your pshia, maybe it should be chayev. Okay, I'm not sure how often this really comes up, but fundamentally, the idea is that you're responsible for other people's chametz as well, if it's in your rishos. Okay. Gimel. Im kanu shom. Davar, v'chametz achar sheish shows mutar b'fnei shachametz eino tofetz damav. So the Mechaber says that if you violated the iser hana, you chametz is already aser, and you bought something with it, you traded the box of crackers that are chametz for some fruits, so you can eat the fruits. There is a concept of tfisas damim. By certainly surim, as a vodazara, if you take a vodazara and you barter it for something else, that becomes aser too. It's tofetz damav. By shviz. By chametz, not tofes damav. So a person violated the iser hana. Violated the iser hana, but at the end of the day, the fruits that he purchased with the chametz are mutar ba'achila. Okay. Questions, comments. The Mishmur here points out that some achronim argue on the Mechaber, and they say that you shouldn't be nana from the chayfetz. Isra Ana mandates that you shouldn't be nana from the fruits that you bartered, that you received in when you gave the chametz. Unless it's have some aruba, other people can be nana, you shouldn't be nana. Then he's matir chelufei chalifav, and discussion of gidulim, interesting discussions which Mishmur has here. Okay, Taf Mem Dalid, din Erev Pesach Chavis B'Shabbos, it's very important halacha, it's actually not nogea this year, but next year will be nogea, next year Erev Pesach Shabbos, people remember this because it's very... When Erev Pesach is Shabbos, here in Yerushalayim, we always have a Purim Meshulash. It's also an experience, you know, Purim Meshulash when Tesvav is on Shabbos, we have 3 days of Purim. We split the mitzvahs. So that same year, based on the calendar, you always have Erev Pesach Chalias Shabbos. It's always like, you know, exciting. And there all somebody puts out a sefer about Purim Meshulash together with, you know, okay. So the Bechara Paskins, Yodah Shachalis for Shabbos, Botim Lel Yugimel Varina Kol Yifnei Shabbos. So, generally speaking, the mitzvah of Vedikas Chametz is on Yodalit at night, or Le Arbazar. But here, it's Friday night. You're not going to do Vedika Friday night. You can't carry the candle, etc. So what do? You checked on Thursday night. Now, the Mishmaru points out that you say the bracha on Thursday night. Usually, if a person is saying do Vedika earlier, not on Lel Yudalid, he doesn't say a bracha. But here, this year, when Erev Pesach Chagas Shabbos, the Lel Vedika is Thursday night. So that's the takana to say the bracha on that Vedika. Of course, you don't destroy all your chametz. You leave the chametz that you need for Shabbos. You know, two sudos. Now, the minhag is to do the biur v'ayin ha'kol lefnei Shabbos. U'mashayirin mazon shei sudos tzarech Shabbos l'sudos shlishis t'zmana achar mincha v'az einu yochel l'asoso v'lo v'matzol v'chametz l'matz ashira v'tzarech l'asoso kodem shah asiris. So the Mechaber recommends that you eat shalosh sudos. Again, you can't eat matzah because it's already Erev Pesach, and you can't eat chametz because it's already after the Zman Isser. So what do you eat? The Mechaber says you should eat matzah ashira. Mechaber holds that you can eat matzah ashira on Pesach. And many Ashkenazim have the practice not to eat matzah ashira on Pesach. So this wouldn't really help. V'sak l'sosa kodem ashar asiris. So the Rama recommends having shalosh shudos for other things. You don't really have to wash for shalosh shudos mikra din. It's only l'chatchila. If you have your yotze shalosh shudos with peiros or dagim, so the Rama says have peiros or dagim. Now, not everybody's happy with this. Some people want it to be yotze shalosh shudos with bread. So how do you do yotze shalosh shudos with bread? You wake up early, you have a kiddush, and you have some bread and a fish. Then you bench. You wait 15 minutes, this whole discussion, how long you have to wait, half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever, you do some hefsek, and then you wash again. So some people split their sudah into two. And that way, you have three sudahs in Shabbos, one at night, and two in the morning. Now, it's not a clear heter, because it could be shalosh shudos has to be in the afternoon, after chatzos, every zman of Shabbos, erev, boker, and tzoraim. But the Gra thought that was a good etza, and there are people who do this. I saw an interesting discussion. Could you have two sudas at night? Sometimes it's easier at night. You're not so stressed. You know, in the morning, you have to get up early. So have soup and challah, bench, take a break, and then have your main at night. So the post can say that doesn't work for some reason. At night and day are two different parts of Shabbos. Maybe I can say shalosh shudos in the morning, but I can't have shalosh shudos at night. I mean, I can't have two sudas at night and have one suda by day. It's an interesting question if that's so, but that's what I saw brought down. In any case, there are some Ashkenazi poskim who argue and they say that you can eat matzah shira. It's true we have a minhag not to eat matzah shira, but that's only on Pesach Atzmo. But on Erev Pesach, we could have matzah shira. There are people who follow that psak as well. And like I said, they're very, very minhagi. Many people just have peros, and Ramazes have peros. And some say, yeah, peros, you have, you know, tamarim, have something that's, you say, ala eitzan, a little more chashivus. Or you can have, you know, mizonos. How do you have mizonos? If you could brachs, you can have like a knedel. A knedel is mizonos. And you're not yotze a matzah with a knedel. There are also matzah cakes. Matzah cakes are essentially made out of matzah meal with oil and sugar and the eggs, and it tastes like a cake. But the matzah, is here, right? So the matzah is baked, and then the cake is baked. So the question is that still matzah? If the knedel are boiled, so the bishul is nafkil shem pas. But here, you take matzah, you just grind it up, and you put some oil, and you put some sugar, and you rebake it, so it's baked and baked. But some argue that it's still matzah, and it should be asur eat. It's a bit chiddush, because the passage is, how can you be yotzeh with that? Can you really be yotzeh with matzah like that? It doesn't taste like matzah, you know. But okay, there's those who are machmir not to eat matzah cakes on Erev Pesach. For this reason, it happens every year, not just on Erev Pesach or Shabbos, just, you know, when you have a snack. But knedelich, you certainly can have. And you can have that for shalosh shudos as well, to be yotzeh mizonos. This is a big issue in hotels and in the army. My understanding is in the army, correct me if I'm wrong, they actually eat regular matzahs on Erev Pesach. I think Rav Goran made that takana. He thought it was just too complicated. We want to have, like, so they make Pesach like 3 days before, like a week before they make Pesach, and everybody's eating matzahs. And you're not supposed to eat matzah. Okay, but that's like, it's better to make sure there's no chametz than it is to have, you know, because what most people do at Erev Pesach Shabbos, they have like, you know, a few pitas, you eat it on like the porch, and then you have your Pesach meal. I mean, that's what most people do. But if you have people who aren't so careful, they're going to take the pitas, put it in the soup, and then you're going to have problems. So they just have, some have an eitzah maybe to make the matzahs shelo lishma, make them shelo she mitzvah. That would somehow be.
Matzah just have potatoes.
Well, you have to have a suit on Shabbos. You have to have a kazayis of
Also, they give you carbs or whatever. Like, right. There's a lot of guys who want to eat, at least like the
Shabbos. Right, because they don't want to eat matzah before Pesach.
Yeah.
If they, okay.
Is there like a specific din of how does Pada Kisni work on Pesach?
In terms of making Kiddush, or I mean,
it's like in general, it's like a same.
Well, you don't really have that because we don't make cakes on Pesach. The only cakes we make are made out of matzah meal. I mean, there are Sephardi hashkakas that'll give matzah shira cakes. They're basically dough, flour, and like wine, and they make these like cakes, cookies. There's a big debate in the Sephardi world if you should use them or not, because the problem is that if you put a little bit of water with the maiperos, it's machmis even faster. So the question is, how do you know that this is 100% grape juice? Maybe it's also a little bit of water. They wash the grapes, this, that. So there's like a whole to-do back and forth in the Sephardi world. I think of Avadia's son, the Rav of Chalon, like gives the hashkacha. He thinks that these are fine and they're wonderful. Pardon?
They're called the
Ravadia cookies, right? But there are some Sephardim who think that you shouldn't. Yeah, I don't think that. But okay, that's a separate discussion. Anyway, the issue with eating on the outside is that you ain kiddush alakom suda. So you eat outside, you make kiddush on your porch, you have bread, and then you go inside. So there's a lot of discussion if it's so partial that you can continue your meal, because usually you continue your meal because the bread is the main part of the meal. So everything's digger out of the bread. But here, there's no bread. You don't want any bread here. So, like, we have to say new bracha when you go inside. The minhag olam is to assume that if it's just a porch, it's just for cheder lecheder, it's not like, you know, a totally different place. So then we can continue your meal. And you can even bench there. Some people go back to the porch to bench, the different minhagim. But it's always lebedik on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos, v'Shabbos. They say the Seder is much more successful. Why is the Seder more successful? Because instead of running, you know, with your tongue out, Erev Pesach, take care of everything, You can take a Shabbos nap, and then you have a Seder, Mosei Shabbos, like a mensch. You know, it's like the second Seder in Chutzlar, as they say, is more successful. So here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have a second Seder, Baruch Hashem, but we do have a Seder on Mosei Shabbos. And even though it's annoying to have to deal with all the ins and outs of the, you know, waking up early and etc., there are advantages of being well rested. Now, alternatively, you could just get ready the day before Pesach and rest Erev Pesach. It's just people have a hard time, you know, it's not built in. You know. Okay. Base. Tov levar be'erev Pesach erev Shabbos kodem chatzos kadesh lo yavo litus b'shar shani v'levar achar chatzos v'yom b'shar shav etanim. So every year we have to levar by the end of the fifth hour. So on Friday, Erev Pesach Shabbos, we do the Vdiga Thursday night. Friday morning, we try to levar the chametz, except for what we're going to be planning on eating for Shabbos, at the same time, not to make mistaken for other years that you can do it in the afternoon. We don't want people to learn, they're not going to realize this is different, this year's different, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So we try to do it Friday morning. Obviously, it's on Ma'agiv. If you do it later, you're Yose, but ideally, we try to do that. Gimel. In Rav Ashlin, the Shabbos Zeh, Dice of Akiyotzi, Bevein Osim, Bepas, Hatsnuma, Bekara. So the concern was, if you're going to make Chomet stick dishes, and they're going to stick to your Kalim, what are you going to do? Vim Avar Obishal, Vashal, Dovok, Kedera, Vyevshal, Kanako, Yeshla, Dicho, Ma'at, Lahavir, Chomet. In our day and age, it's usually easier to wash things than it is to start wiping them down. But I think those times it was easier, washing was more of a to-do. So basically, the Eitzah today is just to use, you know, chad pami kelim, of course, the ecological type, you know, the ones that are biodegradable. But the idea would be that if you can just throw them out, you throw it out. If you have, and anyway, even if you don't, most people today are totally pesachdik. They don't eat chametz food. They're not eating daisa. They're eating some pita on the porch. You know, so the Mechaber is talking about a reality that you would eat chametz and you have to deal with the kelim to have the chametz stuck to them. It's a different reality. Chaver says, "Achar she'achal b'shabes zeh suda shachris. He knows a mafi she'achal b'at v'kanech karas etzbo v'yatz miyam v'ayin imshar klei chametz. V'nishar pas yachal idno le'ani hudi. If you have bread left over, sometimes we have like if you have pitot. People, if you get nervous, you need a pita. They have extra pita. What do they do with them? So if there's an eruv, you can take it out and throw it in the garbage. But if there's no eruv, so what do? So you push it down, flush down the toilet. Now." The problem is that you don't want to clog your toilet. So you have to like kind of break, the bread floats. It's like, I've tried this. It's not so easy. You have to basically shred the pita into small pieces and then flush the down the toilet and then eventually it was successful. It's not an easy thing to do. It's better to not to make sure not to have too much bread.
Why do people still flush if they can put it in the trash?
If there's no eruv, you can't put it in the trash. Okay, yes. Yeah, it depends where you live. I mean, if you live in Europe, there's no eruv. Okay.
You put it in your own trash can.
That's the thing. If it's your own trash can, it's not so pashut that it's enough, because it's still in your rishus. If it's a communal trash can, so some people say they don't put any, they put their own trash can, but they put like you know some economica. You say economica, the bleach. They put bleach on it, you know, to pogame it. You could do that. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's Bechal Yisrael, even the public trash can, it belongs to the Yidden. It's just the municipality of Jerusalem. So there's a discussion. The Minhag Olam, I think, assume that's enough. You were mafkir it. Again, part of the issue is like it's a chash achila. Nobody's going to go into the garbage can. Not nobody. It's very rare for people to go into the garbage can to take out the food.
And you could argue that someone said you put it in their garbage can.
Yeah, because psychologically, many of us are istinisin. You know, if you put it in the garbage can, it's like out of reach, out of mind. Yeah. Okay.
That's right, that's
it is right, yeah, for sure. Okay. The Mechaber says, "Minisha pas yachol itel nehudi, can give it a guy. I'm an ashal yetzis bo lashes rabbi. Derech harama. V'dover muad." Here's a question: like, are you allowed to tell the guy to take it out of your house? You don't want to tell him to bechal Shabbos. There's no eruv, so you can give it to him and tell him, "Don't leave," and then he's going to leave. Like, okay, it's a different reality, not very relevant today. If Nishar Chavetz Akash Aklo Bevatlo Vakovalav Kli, I will say to myself, Uvavayo. If there's Chavetz left, you can do Bittel, and you just cover it up so nobody's going to eat it. And then after Yom Tov, you can Bevar it. Okay. The Mishmur points out that it's Aser to move the Chavetz, Arei B'Shashishis, because it's Aser B'Hana. But you're allowed to ask a goy to mevar it at that point. Vav afal pishalo yishisha'er achametz v'vayis achar tzuda shachris tzarech levatel achametz kederek shumavatel b'sha'er hashanim. So even though you don't have any achametz, there's still a mitzvah to bittel, right? So just like every year, Erev Pesach, after we get rid of the achametz, we do bittel. First we do biur, and then we do bittel. Okay. So even if you did bittel on Friday, you should do bittel again because you'll have more chametz that you had in your house. Okay? So that this year, people will mevatel on Thursday night, they'll mevatel Friday morning. If they can, they don't need to, but they can. Definitely do beer, they can do bittel also sometimes. Usually it goes hand in hand. It doesn't. And then they'll do bittel again on Shabbos. Zayin.
Rob,
yeah.
Not necessarily on bittel, but if. If someone is leaving their apartment a couple days before and they do, let's say they do a bdika, the bracha, they leave, and then someone else is staying there, you know, I like home away for like a couple days. Should you check again?
No, it was checked. It was already checked. It was already checked, yeah. The issue is when you go to a place, you don't know if it was checked. So you go to a hotel, you have no idea if it was checked. Then it makes sense to do a bdika, quick bdika, just to be sure. Zayin. So in a Torah, bittel ba'alma is sufficient. But Chazal instituted a chiyuv of bedika in order that you shouldn't come to eat the chametz, that you were vatel. But if a person is doing a mitzvah, and if by going to biur, he will vatel a mitzvah, Chazal allow you not to do biur in this case, in order to do the mitzvah. If you hire holech lahatzel min anor of the lake or polis, you're doing mamish pikuach nefesh. Even something for nevesh, if it's unbelievable, the yaksa, and certainly you shouldn't go back. Kol nevesh is a tremendous mitzvah. Avilu Yeh shows, even if there's time to go back, we don't take chances to come to Kol nevesh, to do it Kol nevesh right away. If you went for your own needs, then you should go back. Ad kamahu chozer, ad kebeitza, pachas kan, mevatla beliba vaday. So the Chaver says that if you had less than a kebeitza, so it wouldn't. You wouldn't be obligated to go back, and you could do bittul. Fine. So this din of doing bittul when you're doing a mitzvah and not doing biur is only if you could still do bittul. It's shachamishis. If it's rei shachishis, then bittul doesn't work. Once it's aser bana, bittul won't work because it's asal kasuk ilu shu b'shusam, and you're not bailing in order to do bittul. You can't be mafkir. So you have to always go back when if you didn't do bittul and it's already after Isra Hana, unless you're doing a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah will tell you kavod rebrios is tocha, you should bury the mace and then do mevayer the chametz. So the Chaver says at the end that if it's you're going to tzarkos shos, if you've less than a kaveitza, they weren't matriach you. You can do bittul. But if the shashishis came, comes to aser bahana, so then it's not going to help. The bittul won't help. But then if you have the kazayis, I mean the shir balira is on kazayis. The din of kabeita is that they weren't matriach you to go back if you're less than a kabeita. It's interesting. Even though the shir of balira is on kazayis, they said if it's less than a kabeita, you don't have to go back. Just rely on bittul. But if you didn't do bittul and you have the kazayis, you have to go back. Kazayis is not bato. You have to be fired. Interesting Hagdara. Fine. Ches. It's not a problem. It's a problem in that Midrabanan, you always have to make sure it's not around because we don't want you to eat it. So that would be a problem. Yeah, you have to get it out of. It's not Bali Rai, but it's still Midrabanan. Midrabanan decision. Ches, Haizal Isa advice for Tarib Makom Acher, Yura Shema, Tachmitz, Bevatal Bliba Kodesh Tachmitz. People who are making masses on Pesach, so you're afraid that your Isa is going to become Chametz. So you can Bevatal it before it comes Chametz. Aval Im Hechmitza, Ein Abitl Moel, Im Wacher Zman Isura, like I said before, once it's Zman Isur, Bitl won't help because it's already Aso, Kasuk, Kilubr Shuso, and therefore you have to do Bitl. You have to do Biur rather. Okay. Simon Tafman, hey, Ketz Biur Chametz. How do we do Biur Chametz? So this is a famous machlokas. Chametz Yehuda, is it Hashem Sasa B'chol Davar or is it Tafka Streifa? Ikra didn't we hold like a Chametz? You can do, and that's what we do on Erev Pesach Shalgas B'Shabbos. We flush down the toilet. But to be choshes for the Deyas and Rishonim, we hold like a Yehuda. We try to burn the Chametz. Ketz Biur Chametz Sorfa Pora V'Zor L'Ruach O'Zor Kol Yam. If you have Chametz Kasha Ein La Yam. And even Sfardim have this minhag. You have to be careful. I mentioned before the other day, you have to be careful not to hurt yourself. Every year, people get burnt. Kids play with it. It's bad for the environment. People burn plastic. It's like a whole party over there. You have to just burn a kazayis chametz and showing. That's it. You don't need to burn all your chametz. You can throw out most of your chametz and burn, you know, a little bit of chametz. It's not a mitzvah to come. So people come with, like, you know, a box of chametz. There's no such a mitzvah.
How can you throw it out?
Before, it's early. It's earlier. You can throw it out. It's 9 o'clock in the morning for Erev Pesach.
You're going to throw it out.
Pardon?
We just discussed. It's complicated to throw it out, no?
It's also complicated. Ikra din is fine to throw it out. You're mafkirit. 9 o'clock.
So that's flushing down the toilet, throw it out, or throw it out in the garbage?
Throw it in the garbage.
Why?
What's wrong?
What do you mean?
You have to put it his eyes. Let me read a little more, and then we ask. Tov l'sarif v'yom, don't even know, sir, okay? V'ayim rotz l'sarif v'miyad achra v'dika. Here you can burn it at night. K'nei sh'lo y'gren ha'chulda v'shus v'yad. So it sounds like you're allowed to burn the chametz already at night. But the minhag is to burn it by day. Do me the noser. Interesting idea. Now here's a big question: when do you burn it in the daytime? So there's a day in Rishonim that you're supposed to burn the chametz when? After 1 o'clock. That's tashbisu. You have to do the mitzvah tashbisu. We don't hold like that, but there are echoes of that. And that there is a day. The Mishabura brings down. I think it's a Yud to dafka burn it in the sixth hour when it's aser v'hana. But we don't do that either. Why not? Because what do we do after Biur? We do Bittul, right? We say Kol Chamira after we burn the Kazayis. But you can't do Bittul in 6 hours. It's already not yours. So our custom is to burn it in the 6th hour. The 6th hour is Asur B'Hana. So Asur B'Hana, you can't do Bittul.
It's not yours if it's Asur B'Hana?
Yeah, it's not yours. You can't be mafkir. It's not yours. It's straight Varim Einam Shusha Shal Adam Vasa Kasuk Yulim Shusha. One of them is Chametz Pesach. Chametz, you should never violate by the Torah. There's a Chametz. So we try to do the Biur after the Zman Achila. This is like a middle sheet. Again, from the Ramah, it's clear you can do the Biur. Pasha says you can do the Biur 30 days before Pesach. The whole month before Pesach, you're going to mitzvah. But there seems to be this opinion that no, we want it to do when it has a Shem Chametz. Once it's a Shem Chametz, Erev Pesach. When? Once it's Aser B'Achila. Then it's really Chametz. So we try to do it, many people try to wait, not everybody, some people do it earlier in the morning, it's like traveling, whatever, you could do it earlier, but there are people who try to wait until it's Aser B'Achila. And then they burn the Chametz. Like I said, the Mishavur brings a day that says you should even to burn it later, in the 6th hour. And I said, in the Mishonim, there's a day you have to burn it in the 7th hour, but we don't hold like that. Okay. I think most people burn in the morning. I don't think people are so careful with this. People learn after Isra Achila, before the Isra Achila. But Seder. One second. There is discussion if you're Zor Kol Yam, do you have to be fire? If you saw here earlier, is it Zor L'Ruach, Porter of Zor L'Ruach, or Zor Kol Yam? Do you have to be fire in Zor Kol Yam? You know, because if you throw a whole roll into the sea, it could just like come right out. You know, I think bigger than we hold, you don't need to be fire. I mean, again, by the bathroom, the concern is somebody's going to pick it up. By the bathroom, nobody's going to pick it up. Nobody's going to go into your sewer. But the thing is, by the bathroom, if you just try to flush down a roll in your toilet, it's not going to go anywhere. So you have to fire it, not because of the halacha, but just because of the mitzias. Okay, fine. Like I said, the minhag is to try to burn a kazayis, to mekayim this din. And you have to be careful. Sometimes people have these like gasoline and they put it on the chametz to make it burn faster. But then you're poging it. So ideally you should try to burn a kazayis, one slice of bread. You should burn one slice of bread. It should actually be burnt. And then you say kol chamira. If you right away say kol chamira before, so then it's already not yours. You're already mafkir it on. So you're supposed to wait there for, I don't know, a minute until a kazayis is burned and then say kol chamira. And then say kol chamira. There is a minhag that brings down to use the arabos. Today many people use the whole dalamidim, the lulav and the asim. We did one mitzvah with these things, do another mitzvah, and there are people who use their Hanukkah licht, what was left over from their Hanukkah. Everybody has different minhagim. Fine. Questions, comments? Fighter. Base. A person can get rid of his chametz other ways. You give it all away. Again, we have a minhag to try to burn the chametz, like almost like a zakovas gavra. But the fashion is, you can just get rid of it, give it to a goy. If it was burnt before the 6th hour, so then the chametz are mutter. The ashes are also aser v'hana. V'kirayim v'levashel v'imbishel afa osa pas v'osa tavshel asurin. So if you burn the chametz and use it as fuel to make your matzahs have a problem. They're not chametz, it's just ashes, but you got hanah from the chametz. So that's an issue. You're not supposed to get hanah. Again, I don't think people today usually cook on open flames like they used to. But this is the idea of the Isser Hana. Shmuel points out that there's a heter. One second. Shmuel points out at the beginning that in Nasa Yehudi that you can also be mafkir it. A person can be mafkir their chametz, and that's fine. Again, it has to be real. You can't be mafkir it in your house. You have to be mafkir it outside. You know. Not in the chazir, on the street, and then you take the garbage pail into the Shisarabin. Again, it's a problem if it's your garbage pail. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe you can mafker the garbage pail too. Okay. After Shmoni Suro, it's not enough to be mafker because it's already yours. So kasekul b'shuso. So therefore, you have to mevar it. The Mishmaru points out that there are many achronim, maybe so we were talking before, Aryeh, that there are achronim who assume that there's a chiyuv to mevar even in chametz of hefker. But I think the minhag is. Sorry, Mishmaru holds. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch sounds like you have to mevar. What did I just say? Again. Chametz of Hefker. So the Mishnah Berurah says there is no chiyuv to mevayer chametz of Hefker, but the Mechaber sounds like there is a chiyuv. Right? Where does the Mechaber say it sound like that? So should I jump the gun? I'm Gimel. I apologize. Gimel. Kodem zman isura yochal hashlichu makom sha'arvim mitzuyim sham. Before the zman isura, the chametz goes asher at 10 o'clock. Let's say 10:30, whatever it is. So you can just throw it away. If you matzav achras man yisura shalach kolah arvim avav pishav makom hefker lo yinichem sham eli varenu. So the mechaber here sounds like you have to mevayer the chametz, even though you're already mafker it. The chronim argue on this. They say no. If you mafker it, it's done. So you could throw it into the garbage. So it's a furish here, right? You can throw it in the garbage. If you lo matzav chametz shabadak yisrof akli shalach chavdika kadei shalach yishka chovas biur. Okay, there's any that you should be mevayer something.
Sure.
When you dalach on Shabbos, the discussion is if you live in a place without an Erev, which you point out is not so common, then there's a question whether or not you can't burn it, but you have to take it out to mafker. You can't mafker it in your house, so if there's no Erev,
great, not to freak out.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. There is an inyan of trying to be mevayer the chametz actively. So we hold a special called over, so you can take a kazayis and do it in your toilet. I mean, it seems like there's an inyan. A person who gets rid of himself of all their chametz doesn't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to try to destroy the chametz.
So the
Michas Chinuch has a famous question: if you don't have chametz, should you buy chametz in order to destroy it? So that's where we're coming from. Like, I don't want any chametz. I am homeless. No. Buy chametz in order to destroy it. So we're assuming there's some concept like that. And therefore, on Erev Pesach, where you can't burn it, if it's Shabbos, you have to do it with the toilet. But you're right. Most of your chametz you could just put in the trash can, you know, outside. Okay?
And the reason for that is because even though it's rotten, it feels covered.
It's not yours. Just like you can give it to a goy, you can give it to Hefker. Okay?
It's
now, it has to be real. Pardon?
In your trash can, is it machlokas that it's in your hefker, or that's hefker?
So the pashas is, if it's your trash can in your rishus, it's not hefker because it's in your rishus. Now, there's a question about that. But you are still mafker it, but otherwise it's there. So if you put it outside, but it's in your kli, so there's a discussion about that. So if you put on economica, you put on the bleach, then you're poging it. But the pashas is even in your trash can it's hefker because you're really mafker it, then you're not going to go eat it. You're not going normal people don't go into their trash can to eat things. So in terms of hefker, you are bona fide hefker. You are mafker it. Now, if it's in your house and the door is locked and you're mafker it, then you ask the question, is that really hefker? You know, it's like, but if it's outside, so the chare is hefker. It's just a question, is there a chash achila? Pashas there isn't, but people are nervous about that. Question?
No.
Okay.
Chash achila, you're for raccoons.
Look, there are homeless people who go into garbage cans and eat things, but I don't think you have to be, you know. I don't think you're kosher for that. I don't think that's. Again, if a person has kavana to be mafkir al menas lichs kos b'achar pesach, that might not be hafkir. That could be like a sarin hafkir. It's a joke, but you know, again, we do sell our chametz al menas to get it back after. But that's already selling. That's a more of a halachic, you know, mechanism. And so dvarim shabalev and dvarim v'chule. If you're just mafkir it and it's all belev and you don't really mean it, so then it could be it's an issue. Okay, with a little more time, let's see if we can start taf and vav. If he's fine chametz in your house, so if it's a chol moed, you should destroy it. If you're not allowed to burn chametz on yontif, it's a havar shalot tzarech. The fish shalot yuchal tafel beyontif, you can't even move it. It's muksa. Gam l'sor from komoaser. Like I said, you can't destroy it on Pesach. Now there is a question today. Most of us have a mechiras chametz, and the mechira includes everything. So I find a cookie under my sofa. So who owns that cookie? You know, the guy. So some of us would say, don't just put it in the chametz closet. The minhag olam is to destroy it. And the assumption is that the guy doesn't really care if you take one little cookie. You know, it's a little bit weird, because like if you really take the chira seriously, so like you're stealing. You can't steal even one cookie. Yeah, but he doesn't really care. Okay, so that's a little bit of a tzarachian, but that's the minhag. There's a debate about that, though. When you destroy chametz on Pesach, there's a discussion if you say a bracha. So if you did a bittul before Pesach, so then you shouldn't say a bracha, because already it's not yours. You already vatled it. But if you didn't do a bittul, then the chodesh should say a bracha on the bir chametz, and the chametz you destroy on Pesach. Now, like I said, on Yontif, you don't burn it. Kol tov. Chakashav Sameach. So on Yontif you don't burn it. Now there's a question: can you have a goy burn it for you? So it's actually interesting. Just a second. So first of all, the first thing is the Chaver says Yachfal of Kli. Is that only chametz he did bittul on, or even chametz that he didn't do bittul on? Let's say something was nechmas on Pesach. So some Achronim say that if the chametz became chametz on Pesach, there's no bittul. You have to take it out on Yontif, even though there's isur muksa. We're gonna doche isur muksa because of Bal Yirah. But the Mechaber says the Mishabur says the minhag is like the Mechaber that you never mevar chametz on Pesach. The Mishabur points out that there's a guy. Of course, better to ask the guy to take it out, but he says the minhag olam was not too, because it seems like a very strange thing. But the guy is like concerned that maybe you're telling him to move this loaf of bread. Maybe there's some type of magic here, black magic, and you know you don't want him to get upset at you. So it's funny because today nobody's going to think that, you know, nobody. It's not really, and yet the post can say many. Some post can say, well, yeah, the post can write down. We should always kofel of kli. Don't ask a guy to take it out. I think it's a chiddush. I would think that today there's no concern of kshafim, that he's going to think there's kshafim, so just have a guy take it out. But I saw the Piskei Teshuva says that no, even today, shouldn't change the accepted pshat. I'm not so sure how obvious it is. The Ve'er Lachia brings an interesting rivash that says if you see chametz on Pesach, you know, you're walking on the street, some people put out like challah for the birds to eat. So you see chametz on Pesach, you shouldn't pick it up to destroy it, because there's a concern you might come to be zochen. You shouldn't like move it, you shouldn't touch it. It's not clear, you know, why that's so. If you're picking up to destroy it, let's say you don't want the chametz to be around. You see you're walking on the street in your Eretz Yisrael, and you see a box of crackers. You don't want a non-from person to eat it. So you want to pick it up, to put it in the garbage. So think of your mutter. There's a rivash. It sounds like you shouldn't do that. We're concerned you might eat it. You might be zochen it. I don't know. To me, it's a pella.
When you pick it up, you're
zochen. Pardon?
You pick it up.
Yeah.
Yours?
No, you have no intention to pick it up. Not everything you pick up, it becomes yours. When you go into a store, you pick something up. You're not stealing because you have no intention to take it. Yeah, and so I don't know. To me, it's a pella. I would think that if you see chametz in a place where Jews might eat it, you should throw it out. That's what I would think. Every year in the Old City, there are Arabs who sell. There's a lot of Jews who go to the Kotel, the Old City. They sell the rolls on the side of the
Jerusalem bagels.
Yeah, Jerusalem bagels, and they're the nice Jews who stand there giving out matzahs, so Jews shouldn't be nichshel. But I was once walking to Old City, and there were Jews buying mamish. It's terrible. I don't think they know. So I would think that if you see chametz, you should destroy it. Okay, he quotes the Rivash. Anyway, the Mechaber writes, "V'yesh misha omer the Yom Tov Sheni dino kechol amoyt lein zeh," that you could burn the chametz and chol amoyt on Yom Tov Sheni. It's not like Yom Tov where you say kofel of kli. Mr. Bura says, if you're mevatel chametz before Pesach, so then lechor you shouldn't burn it on Yom Tov Sheni. If you weren't mevatel, then you could. Fine. Gimel. So chametz fell from your neighbor's roof onto your roof. So you have a loaf of bread on your roof. It's not yours though. You should like use a stick. Don't touch it. We use a stick. So you want to move it, but you don't want to move it like directly. You want to like be nicker that it's like not to show that it's chametz. Again, you're allowed to pick it up to burn it because it's not you're not planning on eating; you're planning on destroying it for your chametz. But chametz shall somebody else, you're not destroying it; you want to just return it. So therefore, we tell you not to move it directly. We tell you to use a stick. Fine. On Yom Tov itself, it's aser to move. It's even minatzad, it's aser. Even tiltav guvo is aser. Even though generally by muksa we discussed tiltav guvo is mutter according to most rishonim, most achronim. But when it comes to Pesach and Chametz, we're machmer, even Tiltul B'Gufo should be Aser. You shouldn't kick the rule. Fine. If you can't burn it, so then maybe you'll eat it. Fine. Dalet, Matzah Pas Pesach, Beisov, any day, Imuchamid Zamatzah. Once upon a time, they would make matzahs that looked like it was a thick matzah, looked like a roll. So you're not sure. Is it chametz or matzah? Mutar afilu b'achila. So you can assume that if it's Pesach, so then it's a Pesach tikarol. Zlin and basar basra. V'imu ubash harish. Actually, the safesh called in Pesach. If it's very stale, so you see it's there must be a week old. So it's from before Pesach. As adu chametz. If avre me Pesach shenuk alitos shenisafesh v'nichas of Pesach al anta. But if it's the last day of Pesach and it could be it was made on Pesach. Im anu nohagim lefas Pesach pas cham b'chol yom. It's not so relevant. We don't usually make matzahs on Pesach, but the principle is certainly true. Beseder. Well.